This is one of my favorite innovators in healthcare. Art Papier, how are you? Good to see you. Happy New Year. It's good to see you.
Hey.
You're looking healthy. You must be using your own app to stay healthier. It's more than an app. Visual DX is an incredible solution because ultimately people are visual. And healthcare has relied too much on words, and you've really reinvented that story. So can you give us a top line on kind of where Visual DX came from and some of your really cool innovations around Symptocons and going direct to consumer now?
Yeah, well, Visual DX is in a space that you don't see much in this vast exhibit
Absolutely
hall.
Absolutely not.
Diagnostic decision support.
Which visually,
would,
right?
Visually. And so you would think that getting a diagnosis right would be three quarters of this exhibit hall because quality care begins with an accurate diagnosis. But of course, this exhibit hall is mostly about the commerce of medicine, right? Not driving accuracy and care. And so what we're really focused on is allowing the clinician and soon the consumer to search by symptoms and other findings such as lab data, travel history, medication, their gender, their age, and get to a patient contextualized differential diagnosis and to represent it visually.
Give me a picture, give me a quick use case.
Let me tell you a great use case. So do you read the New York Times at
yes.
all? Sunday Magazine,
yes.
there's a case. This Sunday, just a few 2 days ago. The case was a medical student was visiting her niece. And so it's her brother's daughter. And the sister-in-law said to the medical student, the niece has a rash around the eye. And the medical student was asked by the sister-in-law, can you take a look? And she said, Amanda said, this medical student said, I'm just a medical student, which means I know absolutely nothing. And she said, well, let me try. So she looks and she uses Visual DX. And if you read this
So she took a picture of the rash?
No, she looked at the niece and
okay.
she entered the type of lesions.
Into her like a
into
mobile
app, into the mobile version of Visual DX.
Okay.
And she figured out that likely that her niece had herpetic infection of the eye, which can lead to blindness. So she actually encouraged her sister-in-law to take the niece to the pediatrician.
Immediately.
And the pediatrician said, I don't think it's herpes. And the pediatrician then was the sister-in-law insisted that the pediatrician take a culture. And over the weekend, this little three-year-old said, Mommy, don't turn the lights on in their room, which is a sign of photophobia, intolerance to light. And sure enough, on Monday, they get a call from the pediatrician that the cultures were positive for herpes, and then the child's taken to the ophthalmologist. But this is a case...
The medical student had the correct diagnosis on the front end.
Right. And so visualization, we all as humans are great at visualizing.
Right.
And
we're visual
the medical
animals.
Student who said, I don't know anything, actually knew a lot when armed with information. And so really what we're going to see quickly is this transition to arming physicians, students, residents, which is what we do, because Visual DX is already used in 1,600 hospitals and large clinics. Over 90 medical schools are teaching with it, but eventually you'll see it be totally ubiquitous because pattern recognition is how we solve problems often.
So you have this incredible visual library of rashes and all kinds of conditions. Across all therapeutic areas, correct?
Well, it's more than just rashes. So we do any diagnosis now. So the great expansion of Visual DX was in a year ago at HIMSS. We announced the new Visual DX where we went from skin, eye, and oral presentations to any complaint. So you could search in Visual DX today something like abdominal pain, or you could put in double vision. So it doesn't have to be a rash.
Correct. And you have something called Symptocons you've created. Tell
me
about Symptocons.
The Symptocons are actually really...
They're not like Decepticons or Transformers, right?
No. It's actually, once again, visualization. So, you know, people have conceptualized our company as, you know, rashes and eye
right.
problems. But how do you represent internal symptoms? Well, instead of reading a laundry list like in a book or a long
right.
paragraphs of prose... What we can do is we can represent the patterns of the symptoms, the labs, diagrammatically so a clinician can very quickly compare diseases.
That's fabulous. So what's, tell us about, so is this just available to professionals or you're doing something with direct to consumer,
yeah,
correct?
We always have done skinsight.com, which is spelled SKINSIGHT, like a play on
skinsight.com.
Like play on insight. So skinsight.com has been out there for years, but we recently redesigned it into a responsive design, and it's used from all over the world. So patients can go in there and look at, the focus of SkinSight is narrower than the professional tool, so they're looking at skin problems
right. Mostly.
But patients can go in there and put in, you know, I have a problem on my leg, what are the common problems? And they can just see what those common problems are. So SkinSight's used millions times a month by consumers.
Wow, that's great. So in addition to inventing Symptocons and this whole visual diagnosis to support accurate, effective, shorter time to treatment of care, you've coined a term, clinical omics?
Clinomics.
So tell me about clinomics.
Okay, so of course, well, here in this great hall here, what do we see? We see the cliches of health IT. So we have precision medicine, analytics, big data. Every booth will have all these cliches, right? So we're talking about genomics, biomics, proteomics. But where's clinical medicine? I mean, we have a billion outpatient visits a year in America, on average 3 per person in the population. What do? They come to their doctors. They don't say, here's my DNA.
Right.
They don't say, here's my biome. They say, doctor, I'm depressed. Doctor, I have back pain.
Right.
Doctor, I have a rash. Right? So where's the precision around clinical medicine? Right? Do we in this great hall, do we see any cliches of clinical medicine? Like, I'm going to ask the right questions of the patient. I'm going to do a thorough physical exam. I'm going to think methodically about the patient's problem. You're not saying that here, because this is the business of medicine. But when we really talk about patients, patients come to doctors with problems.
Yes.
And problems need to be solved. And a doctor needs to bring to bear all the information in the medical literature on the uniqueness of the individual. So when you go to see your doctor, you say, doctor, I'm dizzy, or doctor, I have back pain, or doctor, I'm depressed, there's a set of questions that should match your uniqueness as an individual. What medications you're on? Are you diabetic? Do you have?
Right.
Are you on certain medications that could trigger that symptom? Right? So that is clinomics. That is the idea of asking the right questions in a precise, repeatable, reliable way. So we're talking about really building a high reliability form of medicine. And so the idea is that we're going to just type in symptoms and big data is going to crunch it is a fallacy, because you have to ask the patient the right questions. If you just type in what you hear, your patient's not volunteering half
right.
the information you need to know. I mean, they say 10% of the population is addicted to opioids. There's some incredible. And how many patients come in and say, doc, I'm addicted to opioids? You need to ask, right? So,
how's your pain today?
Right.
That's, you know, you are an incredible physician leader, an incredible innovator. What's next on you? What are you inventing next?
Well, so we are about to launch Visual DX in Spanish, French, German, and Mandarin, so that you could be using this around the world. And Ovid, Walter Kluwer's company, is going to be representing Visual DX internationally this year.
Congratulations.
Yep.
That's
huge. Yeah. So Visual DX will be available to clinicians around the world.
Any other secret you're
working
on? You can't talk about it. I know you got other stuff you can't talk about yet.
Yeah, well, we have some real innovation going on with deep learning.
Deep learning. How deep?
It's deep because it's deep with pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're saving that for next year when we sit down and talk?
Next year's interview. Then I'm going to be showing you a
HIMSS 18? We'll have a demo at HIMSS 18?
Absolutely.
You promise?
Yeah, well, I have a demo in my pocket now. I'm just not showing it to you.
Okay, so how do people connect with you and learn more and figure out how to apply your solution and system to the accuracy and care?
Well, first of all, any Cerner customer can turn on Visual DX using Fire inside the Cerner record now. So we're engineered to Fire.
Great.
And, you know, Epic's moving to Fire. They just announced they have Fire ready in Epic. And we learned here at the meeting that Allscripts, most of the EHR vendors are moving to the HL7 Fire standard. Visual DX has had Fire embedded in it for over a year and a half. We're ready to go. We have Visual DX used inside the Cerner record. So www.visualdx.com and contact us.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for joining us.
Always a pleasure. All right.
We're innovating a better health through Visual. This is one of my favorite innovators in healthcare. Art Papier,
hey,
how are you? Good to see you. Happy New Year. It's good to see you.
Hey.
You're looking healthy. You must be using your own app to stay healthier. It's more than an app.
It's more than an app.
Visual DX is an incredible solution because ultimately people are visual. And healthcare has relied too much on words, and you've really reinvented that story. So can you give us a top line on kind of where Visual DX came from and some of your really cool innovations around Simpticons and going direct to consumer now?
Yeah, well, Visual DX is in a space that you don't see much in this vast exhibit
Absolutely
hall.
Not.
Diagnostic decision support.
Which visually,
would,
right?
Visually. And so you would think that getting the diagnosis right would be three quarters of this exhibit hall because quality care begins with an accurate diagnosis. But of course, this exhibit hall is mostly about the commerce of medicine, right? Not driving accuracy in care. And so what we're really focused on is allowing the clinician and soon the consumer to search by symptoms and other findings such as lab data, travel history, medication, their gender, their age, and get to a patient contextualized differential diagnosis and to represent it visually.
Give me a picture, give me a quick use case.
Let me tell you a great use case. So do you read the New York Times at
yes.
all? Sunday Magazine,
yes.
There's a case. This Sunday, just a few 2 days ago, the case was a medical student was visiting her niece. And so it's her brother's daughter. And the sister-in-law said to the medical student, the niece has a rash around the eye. And the medical student was asked by the sister-in-law, can you take a look? And she said, Amanda said, this medical student said, I'm just a medical student, which means I know absolutely nothing. And she said, well, let me try. So she looks and she uses Visual DX. And if you read this
So she took a picture of the rash?
No, she looked at the niece. And
okay.
She entered the type of lesions.
Into the mobile app.
Version of Visual DX.
Okay.
And she figured out that likely that her niece had herpetic infection of the eye, which can lead to blindness. So she actually encouraged her sister-in-law to take the niece to the pediatrician.
Immediately.
And the pediatrician said, I don't think it's herpes. And the pediatrician then was the sister-in-law insisted that the pediatrician take a culture. And over the weekend, this little three-year-old said, Mommy, don't turn the lights on in their room, which is a sign of photophobia, intolerance to light. And sure enough, on Monday, they get a call from the pediatrician that the cultures were positive for herpes, and then the child's taken to the ophthalmologist. But this is a case...
The medical student had the correct diagnosis on the front end.
Right. And so visualization, we all as humans are great at visualizing.
Right.
And
we're visual
the medical
animals.
Student who said, I don't know anything, actually knew a lot when armed with information. And so really what we're going to see quickly is this transition to arming physicians, students, residents, which is what we do, because Visual DX is already used in 1,600 hospitals and large clinics. Over 90 medical schools are teaching with it. But eventually you'll see it be totally ubiquitous, because pattern recognition is how we solve problems often.
So you have this incredible visual library of rashes and all kinds of conditions. Across all therapeutic areas, correct?
Well, it's more than just rashes. So we do any diagnosis now. So the great expansion of Visual DX was in a year ago at HIMSS, we announced the new Visual DX, where we went from skin, eye, and oral presentations to any complaint. So you can search in Visual DX today something like abdominal pain, or you could put in double vision. So it doesn't have to be a rash.
Correct. And you have something called Symticons you've created. Tell me about Symticons.
The Symticons are actually really...
They're not
really,
like Decepticons or Transformers, right?
No. It's actually, once again, visualization. So, you know, people have conceptualized our company as, you know, rashes and eye problems. But how do you represent internal symptoms? Well, instead of reading a laundry list like in a book or a long paragraphs of prose, what we can do is we can represent the patterns of the symptoms, the labs, diagrammatically, so a clinician can very quickly compare diseases.
That's fabulous. So is this just available to professionals, or you're doing something with direct to consumer?
Yeah,
we do.
We always have done skinsight.com, which is spelled SKINSIGHT, like a play on
skinsight.com.
Like play on insight. So skinsight.com has been out there for years, but we recently redesigned it into a responsive design, and it's used from all over the world. So patients can go in there and look at, the focus of SkinSight is narrower than the professional tool, so they're looking at skin problems mostly. But patients can go in there and put in, you know, I have a problem on my leg, what are the common problems? And they can just see what those common problems are. So SkinSight's used millions times a month by consumers.
Wow, that's great. So in addition to inventing Symticons and this whole visual diagnosis to support accurate, effective, shorter time to treatment of care, you've coined a term, clinical omics?
Clinomics.
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 So tell me about clinomics.
Okay, so of course, well, here in this great hall here, what do we see? We see the cliches of health IT. So we have precision medicine, analytics, big data. Every booth will have all these cliches, right? So we're talking about genomics, biomics, proteomics. But where's clinical medicine? I mean, we have a billion outpatient visits a year in America, on average 3 per person in the population. What do? They come to their doctors. They don't say, here's my DNA. They don't say, here's my biome. They say, doctor, I'm depressed. Doctor, I have back pain.
Right.
Doctor, I have a rash. Right? So where's the precision around clinical medicine? Right? Do we in this great hall, do we see any cliches of clinical medicine? Like, I'm going to ask the right questions of the patient. I'm going to do a thorough physical exam. I'm going to think methodically about the patient's problem. You're not saying that here, because this is the business of medicine. But when we really talk about patients... Patients come to doctors with problems.
Yes.
And problems need to be solved. And a doctor needs to bring to bear all the information in the medical literature on the uniqueness of the individual. So when you go to see your doctor, you say, doctor, I'm dizzy, or doctor, I have back pain, or doctor, I'm depressed, there's a set of questions that should match your uniqueness as an individual. What medications you're on? Are you diabetic? Do you have...
Right.
Are you on, certain medications that could trigger that symptom, right? So that is clinomics. That is the idea of asking the right questions in a precise, repeatable, reliable way. So we're talking about really building a high reliability form of medicine. And so the idea is that we're going to just type in symptoms and big data is going to crunch it is a fallacy, because you have to ask the patient the right questions. If you just type in what you hear, your patient's not volunteering half the information you need to know. I mean, they say 10% of the population's addicted to opioids. There's some incredible... And how many patients come in and say, doc, I'm addicted to opioids? You need to ask, right? So...
How's your pain today?
Right.
That's, you know, you are an incredible physician leader, an incredible innovator. What's next on you? What are you inventing next?
Well, so we are about to launch Visual DX in Spanish, French, German, and Mandarin, so that you could be using this around the world. And Ovid, Walters Kluwer's company, is going to be representing Visual DX internationally this year.
Congratulations.
Yep.
That's huge.
Yeah. So Visual DX will be available to clinicians around the world.
Any other secrets you're working on? You can't talk about it. I know you got other stuff you can't talk about yet.
Yeah, well, we have some real innovation going on with deep learning. And
deep learning?
Deep learning.
How deep?
It's deep because it's deep with pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're saving that for next year when we sit down and talk?
Next year's interview. Then I'm going to be showing you a
HIMSS 18? We'll have a demo at HIMSS 18?
Absolutely.
You promise?
Yeah. Well, I have a demo in my pocket now. I'm just not showing it to you.
Okay. So how do people connect with you and learn more and figure out how to apply your solution and system to the accuracy and care?
Well, first of all, any Cerner customer can turn on Visual DX using FHIR inside the Cerner record now. So we're engineered to FHIR.
Great.
And, you know, Epic's moving to FHIR. They just announced they have FHIR ready in Epic. And we learned here at the meeting that all scripts, most of the EHR vendors are moving to the HL7 FHIR standard. Visual DX has had FHIR embedded in it for over a year and a half. We're ready to go. We have Visual DX used inside the Cerner record. So www.visualdx.com and contact us.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for joining us.
Always a pleasure. All right.
All right. We're innovating a better health through Visual. Oh, this is one of my favorite innovators in healthcare. Art Papier, how are you? Good to see you. Happy New Year. It's good to see you.
Hey.
You're looking healthy. You must be using your own app to stay healthier. It's more than an app.
It's more than an app.
Visual DX is an incredible solution because ultimately people are visual. And healthcare has relied too much on words, and you've really reinvented that story. So can you give us a top line on kind of where Visual DX came from and some of your really cool innovations around Symptocons and going direct to consumer now?
Yeah, well, Visual DX is in a space that you don't see much in this vast exhibit
Absolutely
hall.
Absolutely not.
Diagnostic decision support.
Which visually, right?
Visually. And so you would think that getting a diagnosis right would be three quarters of this exhibit hall because quality care begins with an accurate diagnosis. But of course, this exhibit hall is mostly about the commerce of medicine, right? Not driving accuracy and care. And so what we're really focused on is allowing the clinician and soon the consumer to search by symptoms and other findings such as lab data, travel history, medication, their gender, their age, and get to a patient contextualized differential diagnosis and to represent it visually.
Give me a picture. Give me a quick use case.
Let me tell you a great use. Let me tell you a great use case. So, do you read the New York Times? At
yes.
All? Sunday Magazine. Yes. There's a case this Sunday, just a few 2 days ago. The case was a medical student was visiting her niece. And so it's her brother's daughter, and the sister-in-law said to the medical student, the niece has a rash around the eye. And the medical student was asked by the sister-in-law, can you take a look? And she said, Amanda said, this medical student said, I'm just a medical student, which means I know absolutely nothing. And she said, well, let me try. So she looks and she uses Visual DX. And if you read this,
so
really,
she took a picture of the rash?
No, she looked at the niece. And
okay.
She entered the type of lesions
into her like a
into
mobile
her app, into
mobile
the mobile
app.
Version of Visual DX.
Okay.
And she figured out that likely that her niece had herpetic infection of the eye, which can lead to blindness. So she actually encouraged her sister-in-law to take the niece to the pediatrician.
Immediately.
And the pediatrician said, I don't think it's herpes. And the pediatrician then was the sister-in-law insisted that the pediatrician take a culture. And over the weekend, this little three-year-old said, Mommy, don't turn the lights on in the room, which is a sign of photophobia, intolerance to light. And sure enough, on Monday, they get a call from the pediatrician that the cultures were positive for herpes and then the child's taken to the ophthalmologist. But this is a case...
The medical student had the correct diagnosis on the front end.
Right, right. And so visualization, we all as humans are great at visualizing.
Right.
And
we're visual
the medical
animals.
Student who said, I don't know anything, actually knew a lot when armed with information. And so
that
really...
Is.
Really what we're going to see quickly is this transition to arming physicians, students, residents, which is what we do, because Visual DX is already used in 1,600 hospitals and large clinics. Over 90 medical schools are teaching with it, but eventually you'll see it be totally ubiquitous because pattern recognition is how we solve problems often.
So you have this incredible visual library of rashes and all kinds of conditions. Across all therapeutic areas, correct?
Well, it's more than just rashes. So we have, we do any diagnosis now. So the great expansion of Visual DX was in a year ago at HIMSS. We announced the new Visual DX where we went from skin, eye, and oral presentations to any complaint. So you could search in Visual DX today something like abdominal pain, or you could put in double vision. So it doesn't have to be a rash.
Correct. And you have something called Symticons you've created. Tell
me
about Symticons.
The Symticons are actually really...
They're not
really,
like Decepticons or Transformers, right?
No. It's actually, once again, visualization. So, you know, people have conceptualized our company as, you know, rashes and eye
right.
problems. But how do you represent internal symptoms? Well, instead of reading a laundry list like in a book or a long
right.
paragraphs of prose... What we can do is we can represent the patterns of the symptoms, the labs, diagrammatically, so a clinician can very quickly compare diseases.
That's fabulous. Is this just available to professionals, or you're doing something with direct-to-consumer,
yeah, we
correct?
Do. We always have done skinsight.com, which is spelled... SKINSIGHT, like a play on
SkinSight.com.
Like play on insight. So SkinSight.com has been out there for years, but we recently redesigned it into a responsive design, and it's used from all over the world. So patients can go in there and look at... the focus of SkinSight is narrower than the professional tool, so they're looking at skin problems
right.
mostly. But patients can go in there and put in, you know, I have a problem on my leg. What are the common problems? And they can just see what those common problems are. So SkinSight's used millions times a month by consumers.
Wow, that's great. So in addition to inventing Symticons and this whole visual diagnosis to support accurate, effective, shorter time to treatment of care, you've coined a term clinical omics?
Clinomics.
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 So tell me about clinomics.
Okay, so of course, well, here in this great hall here, what do we see? We see the cliches of health IT. So we have precision medicine,
right.
analytics, big data. Every booth will have all these cliches, right? So we're talking about genomics, biomics, proteomics. But where's clinical medicine? I mean, we have a billion outpatient visits a year in America, on average 3 per person in the population. What do? They come to their doctors. They don't say, here's my DNA.
Right.
They don't say, here's my biome. They say, doctor, I'm depressed. Doctor, I have back pain.
Right.
Doctor, I have a rash. Right? So where's the precision around clinical medicine? Right? Do we in this great hall, do we see any cliches of clinical medicine? Like, I'm going to ask the right questions of the patient. I'm going to do a thorough physical exam. I'm going to think methodically about the patient's problem. You're not saying that here, because this is the business of medicine. But when we really talk about patients... Patients come to doctors with problems.
Yes.
And problems need to be solved. And a doctor needs to bring to bear all the information in the medical literature on the uniqueness of the individual. So when you go to see your doctor, you say, doctor, I'm dizzy, or doctor, I have back pain, or doctor, I'm depressed. There's a set of questions that should match your uniqueness as an individual. What medications you're on? Are you diabetic? Do you have...
Right.
Are you on, certain medications that could trigger that symptom, right? So that is clinomics. That is the idea of asking the right questions in a precise, repeatable, reliable way. So we're talking about really building a high reliability form of medicine. And so The idea is that we're going to just type in symptoms and big data is going to crunch it is a fallacy, because you have to ask the patient the right questions. If you just type in what you hear, your patient's not volunteering half right. the information you need to know. I mean, they say 10% of the population's addicted to opioids. There's some incredible... And how many patients come in and say, "Doc, I'm addicted to opioids"? You need to ask, right? So...
How's your pain today?
Right.
That's, you know, you are an incredible physician leader, an incredible innovator. What's next on you? What are you inventing next?
Well, so we are about to launch Visual DX in Spanish, French, German, and Mandarin, so that you could be using this around the world. And Ovid, Walter Kluwer's company, is going to be representing Visual DX internationally this year.
Congratulations.
Yep.
That's
huge. Yeah. So Visual DX will be available to clinicians around the world.
Any other secrets you're working on? You can't talk about it. I know you got other stuff you can't talk about yet.
Yeah, well, we have some real innovation going on with deep learning.
Deep learning. How deep?
It's deep because it's deep with pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're saving that for next year when we sit down and talk?
Next year's interview. Then I'm going to be showing you a
HIMSS 18? We'll have
18.
A demo at HIMSS 18?
Absolutely.
You promise?
Yeah, well, I have a demo in my pocket now. I'm just not showing it to you.
Okay, so how do people connect with you and learn more and figure out how to apply your solution and system to the accuracy and care?
Well, first of all, any Cerner customer can turn on Visual DX using Fire inside the Cerner record now. So we're engineered to Fire.
Great.
And, you know, Epic's moving to Fire. They just announced they have Fire ready in Epic, and... we learned here at the meeting that Allscripts, most of the EHR vendors are moving to the HL7 Fire standard. Visual DX has had Fire embedded in it for over a year and a half. We're ready to go. We have Visual DX used inside the Cerner record. So www.visualdx.com and contact us. When I gave you